ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय एवं कुमुद निरुधो या शंता वाश्रो नमो पदस तस्कंधिभ्यो निचिना पयोदी मधुकृत गुड गुडनदी अंबरा सायसन भर वरंधय सर्वैव काम दुक्त नद कुमुक धाग्रा पतनस परंथस्थम उदारिणी लवम वृतम उपाजो उपा जो जयंती. Translation in purple by Divine Grace. Abhay Sharanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Okay, we read the word for word. Evam, thus, Kumuda Nirudha, having grown on Kumuda Mountain, Ya, that, Shata Vashala Nama, the tree named Shatavalsa, because of its having hundreds of trunks, Vatta, a banyan tree, Tasha, of it, Skandibhya, from the thick branches, Nichina, flowing down, Paya, milk, Dodi, yogurt, madhu, honey, grita, clarified butter, gutta, molasses, anna, food grains, adi, and so on, ambara, clothing, shaya, bedding, asana, sitting place, abharana adhaya, carrying ornaments and so on. Sarvi, everything. Eva, certainly. Kama Dugdha, fulfilling all desires. Nada, big rivers. Kumuda Agrat, from the top of Kumuda Mountain. Patanta, flowing. Tam, to that. Uttarina, on the northern side. Ilavritam, the land known as Ilavarta Barsha. Upajayanti, give happiness. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, Abhay Sharanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Similarly, on Kumuda Mountain, there is a great banyan tree which is called Shatavalsha because it has 100 main branches. From those branches come many roots, from which many rivers are flowing. These rivers flow down from the top of the mountain to the northern side of Iladvarsha for the benefit of those who live there. Because of these flowing rivers, all the people have ample supplies of milk, yogurt, honey, clarified butter, molasses, food grains, clothes, bedding, sitting places, ornaments. All the objects they desire are sufficiently supplied for their prosperity, and therefore they live very happy. The prosperity of humanity does not depend on demonic civilization that has no culture and no knowledge, but only has gigantic skyscrapers and huge automobiles that are always rushing down the highways. The products of nature are sufficient. When there is a profuse supply of milk, yogurt, honey, food grains, ghee, molasses, dhotis, saris, beddings, sitting places, and ornaments, the residents are actually opulent. When a profuse supply of water from the river inundates the land, all these things can be produced. And there will not be scarcity. All this depends, however, on the performance of sacrifice, as described in the Vedic literatures. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anashambhava yagnat bhavati parjano yagna karma sammudbhava. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Grains are produced from performance of jagna, sacrifice, and jagna is born of the prescribed duties. These are the prescriptions given in Bhagavad Gita 3:14. If people follow these principles in full Krishna consciousness, human society will be prosperous and they will be happy, both in this life and in the next. Oma Gyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayata Chudan Manitandina Tasmaya Shri Grimaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here mentioning it, by following these principles and performing sacrifice, how everything becomes opulent and people become happy because we are serving the Lord of sacrifice, Lord Vishnu, who is the maintainer of the world. So if we use the world to glorify Lord Vishnu, then everything becomes supplied by Vishnu through the demigods, and people live happy and prosperous both in this life and in the next, because your sacrifice in this life means you're going to get a result next lifetime. So if you perform a sacrifice now, then you will get a good result in your next life, you'll be happy also. So, but all these items that are mentioned here, it's like many of the we use in puja, during the Shodasopa Upachara puja, this offering 16 items of worship, which is the main worship for the deity. And many of these ingredients are being used here. Milk, yogurt, ghee, honey, we bathe the deity every day, and deities every day in these things. And we offer the food grains, molasses, clothing, vastram, asan, sitting places, beds, ornaments, bhushan. So if we utilize all these things in worshipping Krishna, this is the proper use of the material world. It's the use in everything for Krishna's pleasure. And so therefore everything becomes opulent. So by supplying all these things during the deity worship course, when we explain these 16 upacharas, or 16 items of worship, we go through them. Like there's asanam, you're being offered a seat when someone comes. You please come in, sit down. First thing you'll do, swagatam. The second thing, you'll offer some praise or some sweet words, or words of welcome, and then offer water for washing the feet. Offer argya with the God shall auspicious make guests feel nice with all auspicious items. Offer Archaman Madhupaka, offer that sweet honey kind of drink. And then Shnan, if the guest is coming from a long distance, he may want to take a bath, so would you like to take a bath? And then obviously you offer some clothing, give some new clothing after. And ornaments, you can give ornaments, then Ganda, Chandan, flowers, flower garlands we offer, and offer flowers to the feet. Ganda Pushpa Dupadeep, we'll offer incense and a lamp, and then some foodstuffs. And then that's it, the pranam. So that's like these 16 items. If you go to someone's house and they receive you with all these items, it's pretty good. You don't feel there's anything lacking. If someone gives you all these things, I say, is there anything else we should do? Is there anything else that you would want? If you went to someone's house and they gave you all these, is there anything missing? Everyone's done. It sounds like everyone would be fully satisfied getting all these things. So it's like a complete worship. That's the standard worship for all deities. Generally, all the same. There's different sampradayas. They use the same process of offering these 16 items of worship for the Lord. So some people say, well, then you may take rest. That's there also. The Shayana was there also. So the bed will be there. Ask you, you'd like to take some rest. In India, it's very common, especially after eating, please lie down for some time. So anyway, it's like a complete worship. So the person's satisfied. So obviously the Lord's satisfied with that worship. And by His satisfaction, then everything becomes prosperous and the Lord gives all the facilities that the living entities need for living in the material world, in this life and the next. Of course, the devotees don't have to come back next lifetime. But even those who want to come back, who want to have a good time in the material world, then this is the best way to do it. You worship Lord Vishnu, you offer Him all these items of worship, you perform sacrifice. Especially in the chanting the holy names in this age. But that will supply all the necessities you need in life. Even if they don't want to go back home, back to Godhead, which most people don't in the material world, but everybody wants to enjoy in the material world, is the main reason we're here. So everything will be supplied by the Lord by performing sacrifice, by doing Nam Jagna. All necessities are supplied. Prabhupada mentions in the, must be the third canto. We're talking about creation, talking of the, how the sound is the first, like when in the beginning of creation, the sound is becomes manifested first, that sound vibration. And then from sound comes the ether and the senses of hearing. Then the whole universe is gradually, simultaneously evolved, beginning from sound down to the gross earth, the smell of the earth and the earth itself. These mixtures of all these different elements. So from the subtle sound vibration to gross earth, everything becomes manifested. Everything we need for living in the material world is supplied actually through sound vibration. All the necessities we need a microphone. So that's actually coming from a sound vibration. It's made of earth, water, fire, and so that's Prabhupada says in the purport to that verse, where how sound, everything is expanding from sound. All your facilities you need, all material facilities you need in life, all come from sound vibration. Materially. Now when you want spiritual life, and you utilize, make use of spiritual sound vibration, namely Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that creates your spiritual necessities. Just as the mundane sounds create material necessities, so the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, creates your spiritual necessities, what you need for chanting. So everything will come from the holy name that will create, you need controlled senses. So that will come from the holy name. You'll need a peaceful mind, that will come from the holy name. You want to get a taste for the holy name, that will come from the holy name. All the way up to prema, everything actually will come from there. So it creates, the holy name will create the spiritual world for you. If you chant the pure sound vibration, anything you need for your spiritual progression, one after the other, that will be revealed through the pure sound vibration. Ultimately, the spiritual world is, it'll create the spiritual world, and then you can just step inside the spiritual world simply by the sound vibration of Hare Krishna. I heard the spiritual world is made of Hare Krishna. A long time, not from Prabhupada, but one sannyasi said, the spiritual world is made of Hare Krishna. But according to Prabhupada's translation, Mother Hara, please engage us in the service of Krishna Hari. That kind of fits pretty good. But that's what's going on in Goloka. In the spiritual realm, everybody's engaging in service to Krishna. That's all that goes on there. Everybody's assisting and serving Krishna. So simply by that sound vibration, Hare Krishna, Mother Hara, please engage me in the service of Krishna. So everything becomes created from that spiritual sound vibration. And Prabhupada says in the purport also that one should become convinced of this fact, that this holy name, this spiritual sound vibration will create everything we need for our spiritual life. So talking here of beyond my comprehension, but anyway, it's where does it come? The big Kadamba, isn't it? The Kadamba tree, is it? Yeah, Maha Kadamba trees. And from that hollows come rivers of honey. Five rivers, and they flow in different, flow all around Viladbarsha. Yeah, it's all a bit mind-boggling, isn't it? The size of everything here. Mangoes, there's not many mangoes this year, apparently. It's not a good year for mangoes. But you get a little bit of juice. You ought to speak of these mangoes that are dropping from these big trees and creating rivers. And then the mango juice turns to gold as it dries on the bank of the river. Anyway, it's all going on here, it's all stated in the Bhagavatam. So, Jagannath is the main thing. It keeps everything going nicely. And the sacrifices change according to time and circumstance, different yugas. It also changes. So, pleasing the Lord is the essence of Jagannath. So somehow or another, when we please the Lord, then this is actually our happiness. Our happiness comes in the Lord's pleasure. Bahu Sham. This means that the living entities, they are part of the Lord. They're created by the Lord. They've expanded from the Lord. They're eternal. Of course we're eternal, but they're expanded from the Lord, who is also eternal. For the business of pleasure, Krishna has become many. Mahosham. He's become many. Why? For his pleasure. So this is why we're existing. This is the purpose, the sole purpose of our existence, is to bring Krishna pleasure, because he is one and he's become many for his pleasure. So when we act for Krishna's pleasure, it's called yajna, and when we do that, then he becomes satisfied. And by his satisfaction, then the living entities actually get happiness, when he becomes happy. It's like the Vishwarupa. When Krishna wants to see the Vishwarupa, well, then the eyes become manifest, and then forms become manifest, and the deity is in charge of seeing become manifest. Then we can see and be happy, right? Because Vishnu first, it was offered to Vishnu. The living entities, Krishna wants to smell, and therefore the living entities can smell. It's two nostrils. The Ashwini Kumaras are the devatas in charge of smelling. So they become manifested along with the Lord's nostrils. And by their potency, because the demigods maintain the universe, and by their potency, the Ashwini Kumaras, they give us the power of smelling in our nostrils. But the only reason we can smell nice things is because Vishnu smelled first. The universal forms smelled first. So this is the idea: when we offer things to Vishnu for his pleasure, then we get the same reaction as he gets happiness from it. That becomes our happiness also. So Jagannath. So here now we're doing Chandan Yatra, is still going on. Here is, we're offering Chandan to the Lord. He desires this. We hear from authoritative sources. He desires the applying the Chandan on his body. And of all ointments, lepi, ointments and things to smear on the body, the sandalwood paste is considered the best, according to Shastra. And also it's very cooling, has a cooling effect. So then it's summertime, so what do you do in the summertime? You get hot and you try to keep cool. It's a big part of the day. So sandalwood is cooling, so we put some sandalwood in our head. But who would think that cover the whole body with sandalwood? So then it's Krishna, yet everything is cool. So his whole body gets covered in sandalwood pulp, and he is pleased by that, and the devotees become pleased. Cooling means heat is passion. So how to get rid of passion, how to get rid of lust? You make sandalwood paste for Krishna. You grind that sandalwood paste up and offer to Krishna. That removes all the heat and lust from the body. So it's a sacrifice. We're doing it for Krishna's pleasure. Simultaneously, we lose all of the passionate. We had the Jal Bihar festival is going now. It started yesterday. This is stated in the Shastra. During the hot part of the day, then Krishna should come down to a body of water where it's cooling. Like you go to the Ganga now, there's hundreds of devotees there just being by the Ganga and taking bath and playing in the Ganga. So like this, Krishna likes to come down to a body of water, so we have that full bungalow, flower house, and the water and the fountain. So Krishna can come down every evening, and then we get some devotees, they can do some seva, offering flowers and some garlands, some foodstuffs. Cooling things are good. You can offer cooling fruits and drinks and things like that. It's a cooling festival. So this goes on for 1 month also. So it covers the whole of the summer season from Akshaya Tritiya, Chandan Yatra starts when it starts to get hot. So the Chandan is there. Just before that is the Jaldan. You drip the water on Tulsi and Shaligram. This is also from Shastra, but during this month of Vaishak, then we should drip water on the Shaligram and Tulsi to keep them cool. So you're serving Krishna and Krishna's bhaktas here. So that goes on for 1 month. It finishes to yesterday. Yesterday was the last. But then we had the Jalvihar, so from one cooling festival to another day. There's not even a day's gap there. Krishna's very intelligent. So now he sits in the cool water. The Jaldan, actually Prabhupada told us to perform that festival. He said when you have Shalagram, he said you can, during this month you should drip the water on Shalagram. This is Jagannath, satisfying Vishnu, satisfying Krishna. Whatever little thing we can do, chant the holy names, have kirtan for Krishna, offer flowers to Krishna, chant the names, 108 names of Radha and Krishna we are chanting. Make something for Krishna. And this is our life should be, it should be so absorbed that we forget about the heat. No time to worry about the heat. It's hot, but it's, what do you do? You have your service, and that gives us the inspiration. These Jagannath Veshas are going on also. If you're fortunate enough to be able to see them in a Jagannath temple for 21 days, Lord Jagannath has these Veshas. So this is, again, this is authorized from Shastra. This in Jagannath Puri is a very ancient festival that they dress Lord Jagannath every day for 20 days in a different Vesha. So here's Radha Madhava there performing. Every day we get a new surprise, which kind of vesh they're going to wear today. And so it takes a lot of work. All those people are engaged in that. They get very ecstatic by performing all these activities to please Lord Jagannath, to please Radha Madhava. All this Radha Madhava's paraphernalia and all the settings and these are all made by the Gurukul, the girls' Gurukul. So that's actually is part of their class, their art class. They have art classes, so during the art class they're doing something kind of really constructive. They can actually use it. What they make is actually being utilized. So they make all these paraphernalia and all the little dolls and the cows and all the paraphernalia we need. And then, and some of these are little girls like this. Then they actually see it, they open the curtains and they see it on Radha Madhava. Oh, we made these for Krishna. From the very young age now, they keep them in school, and it becomes part of their art lesson. And they can actually see it on the deities, so they become very enthusiastic. Pleasing Krishna, then they become pleased. You can see it. This is quite something very practical in Krishna consciousness. We see, you get the result. If you're really trying to please Krishna by your service, you see the results. Krishna will reveal. At least he'll make you happy, as he says here. The people will be happy by performing sacrifice. That you cannot deny. It does bring happiness by serving Krishna in this way. Lord Dasyingadeva is also observing the Chandanyatra, at least for the first part, up until his appearance day. Then he got pretty cool. I think he had the Maharabhishekam. I don't know how many thousands of liters of substances were poured there in water. But there was an awful lot of water, so at least he's pretty cooled down now for a while. Get on with that elaborate bathing ceremony. They have a nice bathing ceremony in the Radharaman temple, because yesterday was also the appearance of Radharaman. And they offer the Maha Abhishekam, but they just offer a little bit of everything. A little bit of yogurt, a bit of ghee, a bit of honey, just a little. And then they offer milk, and they have gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of milk. And then they, when it's finished, they buy those big blocks of ice and they throw it in the Charnamrita. And everyone's there drinking Charnamrita as much as you want ice cold Charnamrita. So they have nice, all these, it's hot, what do you do in the hot season? Instead of just complaining, getting hot, you serve Krishna, get it, make him cool, and then you don't notice the heat. They have another nice system in Radharaman, which is traditional. They, because the different families there, they take turns in worshipping the deity, the different Goswamis. And when they have, it may even be the Jal Bihar, the water sprinkling, or it may be the Abhishek. Anyway, they get water from the Jamuna in clay pots a few days before. They strain it and everything. And they leave it for a few days so it gets cold because it's in clay pots. And then they pour all that on the deities to make it nice and cool. And then all those clay pots, there's a certain amount of clay pots. Then they give one clay pot to each of the Goswamis. That's a tradition. So then they know if someone didn't get their pot, where's my pot? That means you didn't do your service properly. You know, we have a certain amount of pots that we offer to Radharamanji, and it has to be maintained every year. Where's my pot? I think it's, so everybody gets on the guy's case. The devotee's case, who didn't bring the extra, his pot he was supposed to bring. So in this way, it's very systematically done, and like this, they can maintain a, you know, if someone wants to be lazy and neglecting or something like that, then it's a check. Because they got to give the pots, they got to buy the pots, they got to fill the pots, they got to give the empty pots back to all the different people. So then they get, it's a check. So this way the standard says nicely for Radharaman, he has this much pots of cold water. So then they can maintain the standard. Puri had the same standards, kind of standards as well, for maintenance, because it's all done by the different family groups. They have that traditional service. So it's like this Chandanyatra now. Then they take the small deity of Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, to Narendra Sarovara for the Chandanyatra, the boat festival. And then they take him around on the boat, and then they put him in the pot of Chandan water up to his neck. So he stands in the island. There's an island in the middle of that Sarovara. And he goes there and he stands in the pot of Chandan water, so it's very cooling for a few hours. I don't know, about midnight I think it finishes. They come back to the temple. But when they're making the procession, they're going to to Rinda Sarovar, they're taking the deities on the palanquin and they pick up other deities on the way. There's a Lakshmi, they stop to pick Lakshmi up in another palanquin, and who else is there? Panchapandav is a form of Shiva, I think. Five forms of Shiva also go on another boat. So then they go, they take their possession, they go to the next place, and they'll come out and they'll offer worship. And then the other deities will join their procession, and they go on and they to another temple, and they'll, and then the worship, the people have to come out and worship. And if nobody comes to do the worship, they just stay there. They say, you know, somebody, they spaced out that they just stay there with the palanquin, and everybody gets angry. You know why? They're not going to go, because they haven't got their regulated worship. We come to this temple, we're expecting this worship, and then the deities will come, but nothing, they're not ready or something, you know. And so they just stand there. And everybody's complaining, come on, we want to go and see the festival. Then, yeah. You do the regulated service has to be done. Come out and offer the worship, and then otherwise we're not going to move. So they do this with Jagannath in these festivals. They just refuse to do anything until that other service has been done. So it's a good system they have, it's nice. They have to maintain the standard, otherwise they get lazy and complacent, and they just, then the whole thing will become watered down and the whole standard will be less. So this way they maintain the standard. No, this is what's supposed to happen now, and you're the people who are supposed to do it. If you don't do it, we're going to just stand there waiting until you do it. So sometimes it does get late, and things goes on late at night. Sometimes the Jagannath comes back about 2 o'clock. But anyway, it's nice that these traditions are going on. And the whole point is Jagannath, it's pleasing the Lord of Sacrifice, Lord Jagannath. So it's nice that we have the deities, and all these festivals centered around the deities, because it gives us engagement. And actually devotees get their bliss in festivals. When there's a festival, it's something special. Utshava, Uta means above the material modes of nature. So there's an Utshava in the, okay, let's go, let's forget about all of our problems and all of our daily humdrum, and just forget it, let's go to the temple. Utshava, go above all these miseries and maintenance and things we do in the house, we have to do all the... So we forget all that and just go rush off to the temple and utshava, everything. Whole consciousness goes up out of the modes of material nature. Upuri, utshava, the festival. So it's nice, the deity, we see the form of the deity as a person, we have a personal relationship, so when we're doing personal service, and we get reciprocation from the Lord. So, these famous temples, Jagannath, Radharamanji, etc. Govindaji has very nice program also. Prabhupada said we should learn from these. Radharaman temple, Govindaji temple. Yesterday was Radharaman's appearance day. And one person was... Did they tell the story yesterday? Anyone? In Bhagavatam class? Okay. So some mercantile man came and he bought some nice deity dresses and ornaments, and he gave to all the deities. Radha Govindaji, Madan Mohan. And Gopal Bhatta, he was worshipping shalagrams. He had 11 or 12 shalagrams. He was worshipping. So they offered him the dresses and ornaments. He said, oh, I can't, I only have shalagram. But he was thinking, wow, if I had a form of Krishna like Gopinath and Govindaji, then I could also dress them nice in ornaments. He was thinking like that. how the Lord is. And it was Nrisimhadev Chattopadhyay. And he was thinking how kind the Lord was. He appeared from a pillar, a stone pillar. He suddenly appeared. How kind the Lord is. And he simultaneously was thinking, it'd be nice to have a deity, form of the deity. We could see the beautiful tree bhangi. I can offer service and I can dress and take care. So then that dream became manifest, his desire became manifest. Just like Lord Nrisimhadev appeared from the pillar. And when he woke up in the morning, he saw these shaligrams of Damodar Shila, and it transformed into Radharamanji. So he had a beautiful deity. And to show he was the same Radharaman, because that the shaligram was Damodar, I think. Anyway, he had a chakra on the protruding from the shaligram. So when Radharaman appeared there, the shaligram wasn't there, but they saw that same chakra was on his back, of his shoulders, of Radharamanji's shoulder. So in this way he appears. So he celebrates two birthdays, Krishna Janmashtami, and yesterday was his appearance day also, how he manifested here by the desire of Gopal Bhatta. And everyone was amazed to see this beautiful deity. Everybody loves Radharamanji, right? Such a beautiful form, it's perfect. Thin waist, tribhangi, beautiful face. Everything about him is so beautiful. And everybody was surprised. And everybody came, at that time all the Goswamis were living there to see the miracle. Miraculous pastime of the Lord. So they all wanted to give Abhishek for Janmashtami, but they were having Radha Govindaji was taking the Abhishek midnight Janmashtami, the main day for the giving Abhishek. And Madana Mohan, he was having an Abhishek, I think at midday, because they wanted it. And now Radharaman, they said, we want to see your Abhishek also, so we have yours in the morning. So they had Abhishek in the morning for Radharaman, Madan Mohan in the afternoon, and then Radha Govinda in the evening, so they could see all three Abhishek's on that Janmashtami day. So he's a very special deity, self-manifested deity. See, Rajanath, who was the great-grandson of Lord Krishna, he desired to have a deity. He was, when Parikshit Maharaj was leaving, so before he left, he divided the kingdom, and he asked Rajanath that, which part do you want? He said, I want Mathura, because Krishna performed his pastimes there. And so he was advised to develop that place, so then he started to redevelop Vrindavan, and he established many deities there, Govinda, Gopinath, etc. Vrindadevi, Kamyavan, many old famous deities, the Shiva deities. So he was revealing that he wanted to maintain the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan for the future generations. So he wanted to make the deity of Krishna. And so he made a deity, stone deity, he had a big stone. And then he invited Uttara and Parikshit Maharaj. Uddhava and Parikshit. These are the only two persons on the planet who had seen Krishna at that time. So they were invited to come, and they said, the deities. They said, very beautiful deity. Face is very beautiful. No, the feet are very, very beautiful. Everything is nice, but these feet are very, very, this is, you've captured the feet of Krishna in here. But the rest is nice, but you didn't quite catch it. So he made another deity from that. So that deity became Madan Mohanji. He had the beautiful feet. Then he made another deity, and again Uttara and Uddhava examined, and they said, the body is not quite right, but the face is very beautiful. Very beautiful, just like it. So he became Govindaji. Beautiful face. And then he made another deity, and again Uttara and Uddhava came. Said that here the torso, the arms, and his tribangi, the waist, and everything is curving. That's very, very beautiful. The rest is not quite. Okay, then he became Gopinathji. So then there was an oracle from the sky, a sound vibration, and it said that you just can't manufacture a deity if you want to. You think you can make a form of Krishna just by hitting some stone and carving some forms. He said, it's not like that. If Krishna wants to reveal himself, then he will reveal himself. It's not that you can just make a form. So if Krishna desires, then he will reveal himself. So that is Radharamanji. That was actually Krishna's desire. Then they said that Radharamani, he has the face of Govinda, he has the body of Gopinath, and the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. So he's all three in one. He's the perfect. You see, the Lord manifested himself. So every part of him is perfect. So that was his... very nice service. I learned from Vishwamba Goswami, who's the father of Padmanabha, the present Acharya there. He taught me the process of doing the Maha Abhishekam. His Prabhupada said we can learn. So we learned that process of Radharamanji. I'm supposed to finish now. Before 7:55. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki, Hare Gopi Manandi, Hare Gopi Manandi.